Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I see you're wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin?
Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Down, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom and Simple J got a preview of Hollywood Divas, of course, a new show on TV1 today on the show. So looking forward to that. It is Dr. Day right here on TJMS.
And yes.
Typically, Tom, when we talk about Dr. Day, we think about the body physically. So we talk about, I mean, I heard Dr. Rowe earlier, nutrition. But we often don't associate oral health with Dr. Day. So I reached out to Dr. Hazel Glasper. She's a big-time dentist here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And Doc, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are both of you?
Doing great. We often, as I said, we don't associate our oral health with the rest of our body. But the reality is what happens in our mouth can affect us physically in other parts of our body.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things, Roland, that most people don't understand, that dentistry is a branch of medicine.
Yes.
We are doctors. And when you understand that, then you understand that there is a direct connection between your oral health and your overall health. You can absolutely not have good overall health without having good oral health. So we'll get right into what could happen if you do not have good oral health. 3 out of 10 adults over 65 years of age have lost most, if not all, of their teeth. So what does that lead to? That leads to not being able to eat the type of foods that you should eat for nutrition. You can't properly digest the food that you're eating. So a large part of our population is dealing with malnutrition in ways, and they're dealing with digestive or gastrointestinal problems. Two of the most common diseases worldwide is gum disease and dental decay. And gum disease has been linked to major health issues. Have you heard about that?
Of course. And we also heard about, of course, you know, here in the D.C. area several years ago, the young man who had an abscess in his tooth, and he actually died. And we've heard other cases as well, again, where for a lot of kids, a simple cavity or some other kind of issue with their teeth has led to other health issues.
Exactly. But there are a lot of very common issues that patients are living with today. The young man, 12 years old, from Prince George's County, died from an infection with a decayed tooth. The abscess went to the brain. And that initiative caused the creation of the mobile units throughout Maryland and other states. So a lot of times we react to crisis. But what about what is happening every single day? Gum disease has been linked to certain cancers, such as an increase in pancreatic cancer, an increase in kidney cancer, as well as an increase in certain blood cancers.
So what happens is we sit here and we talk about go to the doctor, and typically people are saying that's checking blood pressure, that's checking, you know, heart, that's checking diabetes, things along those lines.
But and according to you, Doc, if you see somebody with a bad grill, missing digits, they're in really bad health, huh?
Well, Tom, what I'm saying is that 95% of people have major dental issues, and they have no idea.
95%?
They have 95% of the population worldwide has major dental issues that they're either not aware of or that they're not treating. And these issues are leading to lung infections such as COPD, pneumonia, bronchitis. It's leading to diabetes. Individuals with gum disease and who are diabetic are 3 times more likely to have heart attacks.
And it bears repeating, Doctor, how early should we start talking about dental care for our children?
3 or 4 months.
Three or four months?
But what I'm saying, the conversation should start before the baby is born.
And Doc, how often do you see adults putting off their care as well?
Well,
adults are like, I'll just deal with it.
Listen, they think that it's just teeth. What is the big deal? But here's another statistic. Gum disease is associated with premature deliveries, low birth weight babies. Now, preemies are the number one obstetric problem in the world. And when you have a baby that's born prematurely or less than 5.5 pounds, then you're dealing with a child who has learning disabilities, digestive problems, hearing and vision problems. You know, my mom was 62 years old when she was diagnosed with advanced gum disease. I diagnosed her. By that time, she had been going to the dentist for years. When I finally treated my mother for chronic adult gum disease, which is an inflammatory condition, she had to have all of her upper teeth removed and most of her lower. But the unfortunate part, she had already given birth to two preterm babies. One, my brother who survived, who has some learning disabilities, and my sister who died. This is serious.
Yeah. Mm.
This is serious.
Yeah. That's why we do Doctor Day.
That's right. Dr. Hazel.
And it's very serious in our community.
What's your Twitter handle?
I'm sorry, it's at Teach Me Dental and at Dr. Hazel Glasper.
My practice
is Revive Dental. You all are doing an amazing thing talking about oral health because every single person in this world is affected by it.
All right. Doc, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good information.
Thank you.
And that's, I'll say it again, that's why we do Doctor Day on the TJMS. Mm-hmm.